Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
All right, welcome to Puddles.
Welcome to Puddles with Andrew Collin and Brenna LaRocque.
Okay, it's going to be one those kind of party. She's coming in hot. She thinks she owns the place. We started a Patreon. She's already counting the money. She's looking at Reformation.
No, I'm like, okay, that's a chunk of rent. That's a chunk of rent. That's a chunk of rent. That's what I'm looking at. How much money am I going to not have to pay towards rent? That's all it is.
Babe, we have to build back into the business.
That's true. It's going to have to be we're going to have to do like an Excel sheet, like a division.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
Here, wait a second. Let me tell people, though, before you get into yourself. Jesus. She's coming in hot. I can feel it. She's caffeinated. She had her spinach egg feta wrap.
Oh, it's so good.
She's ready to roll. She's wearing athletic clothes with a fur coat. She's all over the place, and I love it.
Guys, we have Patreon now.
We put up our first episode. We're so excited about it. Thank you so much for joining the Patreon at the Puddles Podcast. We already have like 50 people signed up in the first day. If you're listening and you want to hear more, please go over there. Also, Brenna will take off a sock at the beginning of the Patreon and at the middle of the Patreon. But for the regular show, she will be leaving the socks on. So that's pretty much the only difference between this show and Patreon. Also, you might have noticed if you're watching on YouTube, we sold our chairs. The Patreon didn't do well enough. So we're selling everything.
Yeah, we're bringing the studio down to the bones. Just studs.
It's more of like a artistic choice.
Yeah. It's like, minimalistic.
It's very minimalistic. Also, we needed groceries. Daddy needed some milk. Or almond. Almond.
Yeah, almond.
Oak almond. No, we are moving. And so we're selling everything. We will not have enough room for the yellow chairs.
For anything besides sleeping.
We're living tiny home. It's like, you know those people that travel in a van, but imagine no tires and smaller.
No, it's bigger than that, but...
Really? I thought I was joking.
Sorry, I missed that one. I don't want them to feel bad for us because it's not like a bad thing.
No.
It's a great thing. I feel like it's... I feel like I love being like, we're newly engaged and we're trying to save money for like a year before we get married, you know, and we're living in a tiny home. And instead of calling it like a studio apartment, we're saying tiny home.
Yeah. Tiny home feels like, again, it feels like a choice. A studio feels like poverty. Tiny home feels like a rich person deciding to wear a Casio. You know what I mean? Like, when a rich person is like, I'm going to dress like I roll around in dog shit, yeah, but I have a trust fund worth $30 million.
Yeah.
That's so we're living a tiny home. It's a choice again. No, we're excited. We have a backyard area that like, it feels like we're living in like my brother's pool house. Yeah. It feels like.
Well, it is like it's a house divided into two. So it's kind of like, I really think it is kind of like a tiny home. It's a cool vibe.
Well, it's a tiny home divided in two. It's a tiny, tiny home. But we're excited to cut our rent in half. And we're going to keep bringing the show to you. We're going to get a tiny couch. Or we'll sit in these tiny chairs and we'll podcast from there. And the podcast will keep going strong. If anything, it might motivate you guys more to go to our Patreon.
Yeah, much appreciate.
Yeah. We're going to just start like wearing the same thing every time. We're going to do this from the street. People are like, maybe we should subscribe to the Patreon. They seem to need it. They're living in a tent.
Yeah.
But anyhow, yeah. I'm excited.
I saw, I went to the post office the other day and saw, I was in line. I had to go do like a verification, change of address in person, whatever thing. It was a long line, and the guy in front of me got so pissed because they wouldn't print a shipping label for him, and so he is like yelling at them. And then this at the other window, this lady is like yelling at this old man. And it was just, why is the post office feels like the airport security line
or
now?
DMV.
Like, or the DMV. Like, it's crazy. Anyways, because I'm selling a lot of clothes, I've been there very often. And every time it's like a whole thing. But I'm in line. I go after the guy who got pissed off. He hit a point of sale system, smashed it down onto the ground while he was walking out, which is a federal crime. So I was like, that's not.
Why did he hit it?
Because they wouldn't, their label printer was broken and couldn't print a printing label for them. And it's like, it costs 15 cents to go print a piece of a label at FedEx. Like, relax.
Oh, I see.
Like, it's just like wild. That's besides the point. So I go up to the window and I'm like, hi, how you doing? How's your day? Like, I know I've been there, so I get it.
People always, after they follow someone that was very rude, they always want to, because that person now is probably upset. Yeah. So then you don't want to, like, you go, I'm not the kind of guy.
Yeah, and I don't want him to tell me no, because I don't, you know.
Yeah, don't spit in my face because of him. Also, so, aesthetically, the postal office and DMV, it's like dark in there. And the chairs are dark. So right when you walk in, it makes you sad.
Yeah.
And it makes you like probably question your life. Why am I in here? And now I'm going to take it out on everyone. Like if they cleaned it up and modernized it, maybe less people would be
angry. Yeah. And the one I went into smelled like homeless pee. Like it didn't smell
homeless
like
pee. Homeless. Do you know the difference between homeless pee? What's the difference, Brenna?
That came off really wrong.
Because we're about to be homeless.
No, because
we're going to have tiny home pee.
I can tell people have peed in there. My guess. Is that it's homeless people.
But so like, wait, you think homeless
most
people
homeless
are
people
going
smell in... like the scent I smell.
So homeless people are going to USPS to mail stuff out to other people that don't live in homes and taking a piss.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Respect.
So anyways, I have a really great interaction with this guy. I hope I redeemed human
piss. I know what you're saying. Humanity. There's the word. How am I the better speaker?
I was going to say humanness.
I was on, yeah.
Wisdom comes with age.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Maybe I've learned like 30 more words.
Yeah. No, Andrew educates himself. He's a smart guy. He just doesn't let on to it as much.
I trick everybody, including myself. No, I do. I watch things that Brenna always like. Dude, anytime I watch anything where I'm learning, you hate that. You're waste your time learning, you fucking loser.
No, I'm like, just get it away from me. I don't need that.
Look at this. She'll come in. She's been looking at rugs. She's obsessed with rugs. I mean, it is insane. This girl has looked.
Wait,
I'm
trying to tell you.
I know you're telling a story, Brenna. I'm smart. Humanity. Human.
I'm just a humanist.
I know you're going back to the story, but your obsession with rugs is insane. She's looked at, I'm not kidding, 3,000 rugs in a day and a half for our tiny home that can't even fit a rug. And she's looking at mats.
Okay,
it's going to be 8x10. I know, it's not that small, Brenna. I know. It's a big home. It's two stories. Is that what you want to tell people?
Yes, it's two stories.
It's a mini mansion.
A loft bed.
It's a mini mansion. Jesus Christ. So anytime I'm learning, she comes in, she goes, what do you think of this rug? Oh, you hate all my rugs. You don't like any of the rugs I show you. What about this rug?
No,
I'm like, I'm trying to learn about the Israeli conflict. Something that's big in the news. And she's like, what about this rug?
Because you don't tell me what type of rug you like.
See, that's what I'm saying.
So I'm trying to narrow it down by showing him different styles.
An Israeli rug, a Palestinian rug.
A Palestinian rug.
He likes a Moroccan.
A Biden
a Turkish
rug.
A style rug.
A Democratic rug.
Anyways.
I can't. I'll get any rug, I say. But if you say any rug, then you're like, well, then you know.
If I show you a rug, you're like,
Well, you've been sending me some rugs that... First of all, 90% of them, I go, yeah, that's great. And then you just keep showing me more. If you keep showing someone a rug that's already agreed to a rug.
I found a rug that I really liked yesterday, and we're going to go get it today after this so that we can stop doing this.
We? You? And how much is it?
You're paying for half.
And then she's going to go, it's only $480.
No, it's not four.
How much? It's $180.
It's $199.
That's a lot for a rug.
No. Rugs are expensive.
Rugs are expensive.
Guess what we just did yesterday? We threw away three rugs.
No, she's seen the rugs. One of them I flipped over and Mango's puke was dried up on the other side.
Yeah.
And so then you the other one we bought secondhand. So it was done. It was ripped out. Like
a West Elm rug.
And guess what? It was only $100. So hey, stop it.
Which one? The West Elm one?
Yeah, the used one. So I'm just like done with you making me into a problem. I'm trying to make our future tiny home feel cozy.
And I appreciate that. I am appreciative. Okay. But if I'm trying to learn something and it's my 57th rug, it's a lot of rug.
Okay. I agree. It's a lot of rug.
All right. So I guess we agreed.
Yeah.
All right. So back to your USPS story. I'm sorry I interrupted it.
It's fine. I was just saying, I turn around and I walk away, and this lovely lady goes, "Excuse me, is your name Brenna?" And I go, "Yeah, my name is Brenna." And she was like, "Oh, I'm Allison. I used to listen to Puddles." And I was like, "Wait, you should listen to Puddles again." You know, I was
like, go to Patreon.
I go, I'm so glad that you said hi. And I was like, yeah, you should go to Puddles. We're doing it again. We're on episode 17. Like, we're really doing it this time. And there's a huge ass line. They're all listening to this conversation. Everybody's kind of like corralled together because we went through something crazy. So everyone's like kind of chatting. They're like looking at me, having this conversation with this lady. And I go, yeah, we're on episode 17. And we just started an OnlyFans. I said, you should subscribe. And I go, wait, not OnlyFans. And she was like, and everyone's just like, kind of like, I literally saw somebody like, kind of like laugh to themselves.
I love it. And if you then, goes, you hit the thing, you hit the fucking register thing and be like, just to like, so no one knows what the fuck you said, dude.
And I could feel my face get like hot. It was red. And then I was like, God, I'm meeting somebody who's like listens to the podcast. I'm just embarrassed myself. It's not embarrassing, whatever. I'm embarrassed. But
look, Patreon is pretty much OnlyFans.
Oh, do you mean like maybe Patreon? And I go, yeah. Like one of those subscription things. I go, look, either way, they're paying money. Like, it's the same thing. I literally said that. I was like, whatever. I'm still asking people for money.
You're like, I will show my asshole.
Yeah. And then anyways, we ended up knowing some mutual people. And she is actually in comedy, too. So she was a really nice person. But I just, God, I was like just cringing about that for a good hour or so after.
Yeah, I think maybe just because me doing comedy and being like a weirdo for the last 12 years, I hear that, I go, oh, so you told everyone you show your tits.
But you let things roll off, like you roll things off so well. And me, I stopped dead in my tracks.
I used to not be able to. I think you'll grow into it. Mm. My baby girl, daddy's telling me. Don't worry, baby girl. One day you'll see. You won't care what strangers think of you.
I mean, it was funny. I did laugh it off in the moment, but I could feel myself like get embarrassed. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like if you said, oh, no, I'm doing porn, then it would be more embarrassing. Like OnlyFans now is so common.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like people, they put comedy specials on OnlyFans now.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I mean, might not be about it. Maybe we should go to
Wait. I don't know if people want to see us fuck.
No, I'm saying the podcast could just go on. No one wants to see. They want to see you get fucked.
They want to see your feet.
Yeah, they want to see some kind of penis. I don't think they want to connect it to mine. They just want to see you have sex.
They want to see a penis go inside of me.
No one wants to
see. I want to see that too, honestly. Like, out of curiosity.
So we're starting OnlyFans just so you can see yourself get fucked and pay for it. We need money for a rug.
A West Elm rug.
A West Elm rug. It's only $3,000. That's all. If we do enough Patreon. Oh, my God, dude. So, anyhow, yeah, look, people, you know, I feel like that is tough. You know, like, people, you can't, like, I used to care so much what strangers thought of me. Like, in those kind of places, you know what I mean? Or, like, if I'm in a restaurant, is anyone looking at our table? And I'd lose my mind. You lose your mind. Mm. And eventually, you just don't give a fuck anymore because everyone's just trying out there. And everyone's on OnlyFans.
I always choose a seat in a restaurant that I can like see everybody. You know, like when they bring you to the table, I'd rather face away from the window unless it's a great view to like see the restaurant and like see who's there, and instead of like looking out the window.
So you'd rather see the people judging you than just looking at me?
No, it's not like about that. It's just to observe people and like see who sees you and like I don't know, like I just think there's a lot people watching.
Yeah,
it's a lot to see.
I think it's a gentleman thing to look at away from people. I think that's how you're supposed to be seated.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Anyhow, I think this might be our last shower together. I think the new tiny home shower is not going to be big enough for both of us.
It's a standard bathtub. You just don't want to shower with me anymore.
It's not fun. Okay, women, when you'll shower once, it's great. You get your hair wet. Then the next shower, apparently they don't want to get their hair wet. And if you get water splashing off your shoulders and touching your hair, apparently I'm Hitler.
You just hog the water. That's the problem I have with you. I blow dry my hair, no problem with the sprinkled water.
We have, it's one font. What do you want me to do? It's one thing. Like, what? How do I stand?
Sit down on the bench.
Which is cold. The bench is cold.
Not if you sit on it.
Yeah, but it starts cold. Yeah, warm it up for you to sit down. Showering with your partner, whether it's sex or just showering, it's nice in theory. And it is. We've had some fun moments in there. We laugh a good amount. You shave my back.
Yeah. I washed Andrew's back today and he goes, "Are we due for a shaving?" And I was like, you are not married to me yet. I would watch what you say.
Oh, yeah. Empty threats. You're obsessed with me. That's all we say to each other a lot. You're obsessed with me, which is you're probably throwing up in your car right now. Yeah, showering with your partner, it's cute, it's fun, but if you want to get shit done and you don't want it to be a long shower and you just want to be in and out, or you want to be in with your own thoughts.
Andrew talks to himself for an hour in the shower after he takes a 30-minute shit. And I'm like, I miss you. Can you come out?
Babe, if I'm going to do Netflix, I got to do an hour and a half.
It's just wild. I miss you when you go in there. You're gone for so long.
I'm in there learning stuff.
He's creating new hemorrhoids for you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm learning stuff, and you come in there. Hey, what about this rug? I'm like, you're getting your phone wet. You're like, I know.
But I know. I literally showed you a rug while you were in the show.
Dude, you're obsessed. You have your little OCD moments. And look, God, I get it.
It gets me so good. Like, there's 5 million other things I should focus on, but I am so laser focused on it, and my mind will not rest. I literally had to take a Xanax last night to go to bed.
Did you? You popped a Xanny?
Yeah, because I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Rolling like a rock star. Pop a Xanny, rolling like a rock star. Did you take on the night?
I took on the night. I actually watched the second half of Twilight, and then I watched New Moon, and I started Eclipse all last night.
Starting Twilight without having a discussion with your partner is such a strong move of saying, I don't give a fuck about anything in your life.
Your wedding planning is about to be so different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to fucking be a werewolf with no hair on his body somehow and then have a ton of hair. I don't know.
And I need your skin to sparkle. in the
sun. Dude, by the way, Robert Pattinson in that movie,
he looks really scary.
Yeah, I think maybe because like there's so many like tan filters now. You're not used to seeing a pale, attractive person like that.
No, he looks really
scary. He's translucent. Translucent.
What's his name? Who's Jacob in the
Taylor
Lautner? His like aunt is in my lives in my hometown.
Oh. Does she know the chef? The famous chef?
Everybody knows the chef because he's famous.
Except you.
And when I was in high school or junior high or something, whenever it was really popular, New Moon or whatever.
tattooed on my arm.
Taylor Lautner came to visit her in Cadillac, Michigan, 10,000 people.
How did people know that he came? He was in the town?
Because if you see a famous person in Cadillac, Michigan, like that's the talk of the town.
So what happened? So give me the rundown of, did you find out while he was still there?
While he was still there, I found out where he went. We went there the next day. I thought maybe he'd go somewhere
twice. Where was that? Like the pizza place?
No, it was a brewery.
Yeah.
Which is such a hard word to say. It's like jewelry. I always struggle with brewery.
It sounds like whoever came up with it tried to say like just brewer, but was drunk.
Yeah, brewery. I'll go to the brewery.
It's actually a perfect word for when you're hammered.
Yeah.
I'm going down the
brewery.
I was at the brewery. I was getting drunk at the brewery. What's that? Brewery.
Is there a word that you've like never been able to pronounce?
Yes.
Which one?
Oni. OnlyFans.
Yeah, you don't say only with the L. I've noticed that recently. You go only.
Yeah, I think I've gotten a little bit better with it, but my lisp will come out, and I mean, it's embarrassing to even say it. So what I say instead is I say handsome thumbs, which is chrysanthemum. Chrysanthemum.
Oh, like the flower?
Yeah.
Chrysanthemums?
Chrysanthemums. That's like, if you have a lisp, that word is fucking, that's water torture. Like getting waterboarded.
Yeah, I think your lisp is really sweet.
That's what a lisp person doesn't want to hear. What they want to hear is, I don't really hear it anymore.
No, I don't. I really don't hear your lisp. Like, I don't think about it. And unless there's like a word, then I'm like, oh yeah, there it is. But so sometimes I've had somebody a long time ago be like, oh, he has a little bit of a lisp. And I was like, oh yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Like, I forget about it.
I did a short video. I actually made content for the first time in, like, forever on Instagram. And I was making fun of these, like, self-help fucking... I'm tired of these self-help people on Instagram and TikTok who literally just verbatim, they say exactly what they read in a book and then just say it. Like, were the first person to ever say it. And everyone's like, man, that person's brilliant.
I mean, that's what I do for skincare tip of the day.
It's different because
what are you talking about?
Shit.
That's all that information is just someone else read it somewhere and then the next person says it in their own way
and then you get credit.
Yeah, that's all TikTok is. What are you talking about? This
is well, that being said, it was how to talk to a narcissist, which is a hard word to say with a lisp. It's hard to talk to a narcissist when you can't say the fucking word. Anyhow, I didn't mean to downplay your skincare tips because I do think it's important for people to get the information relayed to them. I just think when that person has 4.4 million followers and then gets a book deal and everyone's like, you're brilliant. I think we could just say, you're really good at relaying info.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you
know. Not you're brilliant. Like, how do you come up with it? It's like you're reading it from a book.
Yeah. I think, like, as somebody who's trying to make more content, though, I have realized, like, it is, you know, it does take skill to, like, compound things into a
simplistic,
simple way that also catches people's attention and, like, You do have to be creative with it. So, I mean, both of those things can be true at the same time.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And that being said, I do think you should do 50 skincare tips in 50 days on Instagram and TikTok. People love a list. People love a countdown, you know? Mm-hmm. So, anyhow, yeah, S's are tough. I actually, you know, I met with a specialist behind your back. No, when I was like in like third grade, some person took me out of class to help me speak.
Aww.
And
did it help you?
No, I was so embarrassed that they took me out of class. Yeah. They like made me go out into the hallway to practice my S's. So I'm sure people in class were just hearing this little Jewish kid sounding like a little slithering snake out there.
Oh, you're so cute. I can't handle it.
That's all. Yeah, that's the reason why I told that story. Anyways, follow our Instagram page on the Puddles Podcast on Instagram, too. That's where we put all our, like, prompts and stuff for the video recordings. Also, go to our Patreon, the Puddles Podcast. I know I've already said it a million times, but that's what they tell you. They tell you, you got to ask for what you want. And we eventually want to live in a regular home that's or just above a tiny. So follow us and thanks.
A regular home.
Regular. Oh, yeah, shit. All right, what do we got in snooze today, Mel?
All right. So KFC is rolling out chizza to American menus. The so-called chizza will consist of two fried chicken fillets topped with zesty marinara sauce, melty mozzarella cheese, and crispy pepperoni. The fast food chain described the chizza as an international smash hit that KFC restaurants in the Philippines, Korea, Taiwan, India, Thailand, Germany, Spain, and Mexico have offered in the past.
I mean...
First off,
what
KFC is fucking bomb.
That's your hard take on this.
A KFC bowl, a Nashville hot chicken KFC bowl.
Yeah, but what are your thoughts on the chizza?
Sounds kind of gross.
I just think that we have this thing in our society with like the cronut, like where we combine two things, like the hamburger dog or whatever. It's like, and people lose their fucking mind over it. Wait, what? Chicken and pizza together? Like, people lose. Like, how did they think of this? And it's just like, yeah, it's fucking turkey dinner. It's like Thanksgiving dinner when you put everything together. You know what I mean? But that being said, it does sound pretty damn.
Wait, what's a cronut?
A croissant and a donut.
Oh. How do they do it? Do they wrap the croissant around the donut?
It's like croissant dough, I think they use to make the donut.
Yeah.
Like it's a combination of the dough.
Oh.
So it's like a flaky donut.
I gotta try one of those.
That's my whole point.
That sounds delicious.
Do you see her face when she heard cronut? She's like, wait, what? I could tell this girl about like an invention that will save cancer and she'll be like, yeah, whatever. What about this rug? But if I tell her about the cronut, she's like, who is this brilliant person?
Sounds pretty good. That's also how I feel about when they put ham and cheese in a croissant. Oh my God.
A sandwich? No. You really took you a while to get to a sandwich.
Oh, so good.
Fuck, we had a sandwich yesterday. This place called Sando. And
wait, what are you talking about, though? What do you think about it?
What? A croissant with ham and cheese?
No.
My whole point was is that people lose their mind when you combine two things, and I don't think it's that big of a deal, and it shouldn't be treated. So it's like, you know, when Taco Bell fucking has a... they just think, like, some guy gets high, and he's like, what about, dude?
if you're high.
Dude, what if you had sweet and sour fish, but there was meat inside, and then on top of the meat was a bicycle? And everyone's like, what, dude? What? That's fucking... Dude, yeah. I want to... Dude, that sounds fire, dude. We put fire sauce on the fire, dude.
When I used to smoke, one of my favorite high
was
snacks.
Putting like ham and cheese in something.
No, it was toasting a bagel in a toaster oven with cheese and like shredded cheese and loading it up with garlic. It was like
Texas toast with,
but like a bagel.
Yeah,
and damn. Then also graham crackers dipped in yogurt. It's so good.
Wild, dude. So you just good. Thought of that. Man, how did you come up with that?
High thoughts, man.
That's crazy, man. Dude, one time I get high, dude, I put ranch.
on everything.
On everything.
I don't even actually have to be high for that one.
I put ranch on ranch.
Fucking. Dude, sometimes I think I eat things just to eat the ranch.
Yeah, it's like when I get chicken salad. I do it for the mayo. I'm mad the chicken's in there. 100%. Get out of here, chicken.
Nobody gets it for the grapes. I pick out the grapes in a chicken salad. Oh,
walnut grapes. Dude, get out of here, walnuts. I just want the mayo, and if there's chicken in there, dude, so be it.
Grapes in a fucking egg salad or chicken salad is the most... It's like sensory overload for me. The texture difference, I can't handle it. I wish they put just cranberries in it, like dried cranberries.
You want to know something that I did in New York?
What?
This, and I wasn't high. I would get a cup of chicken salad on one half, tuna salad on the other. And my friend lose their mind.
Why?
I don't know. He just thought, how are you mixing chicken and tuna?
Well, I think that sounds great.
I've mixed egg in there before. It's called a triple bogey. Yeah. You get it at the golf course. Yeah. Old triple bogey.
Put it in a croissant and sell it.
Done. Put it on a piece of fucking chicken, not fried chicken with cheese.
Triple croissy.
Bogey.
No, but in the croissant.
Triple croggy.
In the croissant.
Yeah, croggy with the CR.
Croissy.
The croissant is the CR. Crow nut.
Uh-oh.
It's not croissant.
Got it. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Chrissy.
Well, I was just abbreviating croissant.
No,
Chrissy. I know. Triple Chrissy. I guess that just be dude croissants. All
right. What's the next story?
OnlyFans beat out Instacart, Grubhub, and DoorDash as the most bankable side hustle. Since its founding, OnlyFans has paid out more than $8 billion to its creators.
Wow.
Damn. And that Catch Me Outside girl got about $3 billion of that. You know that?
Did she post on OnlyFans?
Oh, yeah. When she turned 18 or something, she posted on OnlyFans. You're on OnlyFans now, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah, because it's more direct money. Like, these Instagram and all this shit, they're also set up in a way where OnlyFans, right away, you knew exactly what it was for to, like, give them money. Also, people are showing they're privates, and you can't compete with that no matter how smart you are or no matter what you read in a book or how good your tips are. You can't compete with genitals. So, and you know exactly. So Instagram, all this shit, this whole advertising bullshit, like you can't fucking make money off it unless your numbers are like 10 million people. So yeah, it makes sense. I don't give a fuck if like people do OnlyFans or not. You know what I mean? Actually, if it was my daughter, I'd probably care. Now that I think about it. Unless she shared some money with us so we could get a better rug.
Yeah, we'd be like, actually, we made you, so we're entitled to some of that. You're welcome for the body.
It is so funny to get mad at your daughter for like showing her asshole on OnlyFans, and then halfway through, she's like, I made $3 million this month, and you're just like... All right, I'll buy a better camera.
Yeah.
Is it like money completely outweighs morals at some point? What do you think your cutoff is?
I mean, if that was true, I would be on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not guaranteed to make.
Yes,
you are.
Yes, I am.
Huh?
I would make money.
Prove it.
If I'm on OnlyFans, I'm gonna do it.
Dude, but what if you didn't make them? I think you would. I'm not
trying
to make
a... Yeah, you fucking... Yeah, wait, what?
I'm not trying to make a challenge. But my point is, there's a lot of people on OnlyFans. Like, everyone thinks you just go on OnlyFans, you'll make $1 million. There's a lot of girls showing everything for, like, $300 a month. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I'd make more than $300.
You would.
Yeah.
You'd make more than our Patreon, for sure. But, yeah, but you know, it is interesting with like family and stuff, like morally, depending on the money. But yeah, I don't know. It's so ingrained, and it's also so hard to get a fucking regular job. Ugh. And all these jobs pay fucking $15 an hour, and you don't want me to show my asshole? Get out of here.
Don't get me started. Maybe we should start showing our assholes at the job, see what happens then. Yeah.
I don't know about mine.
To the person who writes your checks. Just go old school.
Oh, straight to the source.
Old school, yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Ask for 50 an hour. Show your asshole just to your boss.
Yeah. Say, so you can see my asshole every biweekly when you hand me my check.
Yeah. And listen to our podcast. All right. What's next?
All right. Lastly, Joe Biden is in California. I know. What would you say to him if you saw him walking down Santa Monica or Fairfax with an ice cream cone in his hand?
With an ice cream cone?
Yeah, he has an ice cream. He likes ice cream.
I don't know. I would say...
I'd ask him what flavor.
What flavor of ice cream he eats? Mm-hmm. I feel like he's like a vanilla guy.
I could see pistachio. Every old man loves pistachio.
They really do. Or coconut.
Or like something with honey.
My dad would call his ice cream medicine. My dad would go, don't go near the medicine. We go. He's like, I need my medicine tonight. We're like, I really think you're convincing yourself.
I love your dad.
He's so funny with diet stuff. Like after he got sick and like healed from breast cancer, he like got on this like, and I do the same thing. This is probably where I get it from. But he was real into like natural foods and stuff and everything. And like real into it, like found this like guru guy and like, he lost a good amount of weight, and then, you know,
like
then
the medicine. Like he was working with a dietitian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the medicine comes crawling back. It's so hard. I mean, you know, ice cream's good.
It's so good. And, like, the older you get, the less you care because you realize, you know.
You're going to die anyway.
No, that, I don't know.
Yeah, life is short.
Yeah.
No, it's awesome. I mean, it's just funny how much he got into it. I do the same thing. With 75 hard, all that shit. Not biting my nails for 4 days.
Yeah, but I think that you, in general, would prefer a healthy lifestyle overall. Like, you go on insane kicks, but, like, in general, you just want to live a healthy lifestyle.
That being said, with Joe Biden, I'd be like, first of all, I'd be shocked that he's able to walk. Like... It'd be cool. It would be cool if, like, you saw him and he was actually, like rollerblading in Venice. I just love picturing Joe Biden doing anything that's, like, that just shows how old he is.
I know.
You're just, like, can you imagine him, like, jogging?
I know.
Like,
I'm just picturing, like, the ice cream, like, melting down his hand. And he, like, somebody's trying to help him, like, with a napkin. And he's, like, oh. You know? That old man face where their mouths are always open. They're always just like. Yeah.
They always look like they're asleep, even when they're like awake.
And then they kind of turn like Batman. They're like.
Yeah, yeah. They have to turn their whole body. What's that?
Like, yeah.
It's so funny. Like their quick react of like something bad is happening. They go.
But yeah, that's about it. And yeah. He's in a suit.
He's getting crushed right now for his age and his, like, saying things incorrectly and saying, I don't know. And I think, like, he should be open to criticism and being made fun of. But I think it's, like, now becoming, like, such a thing where, like, Jon Stewart did his thing on Daily Show. And I like that. Make fun of everyone. But it's getting to the point where it's, like, becoming so just part ingrained in our society that he's not fit. To where he's not going to win. Like, that's where it's happening. And it's just like, I don't know. It's kind of wild. And I mean, we don't really talk about politics that much here, though. But it's like, you know, he's just getting, you know, I don't know. It's because you can feel it just. And maybe he shouldn't win. Or maybe someone else should run instead of him that can run a mile. Maybe that should be the test to be president. You have to fucking finish a mile in under 8 minutes.
Dude. I don't even know if I can do that.
I can't do that.
You shouldn't be president.
Yeah, that's true.
What that's the fuck? True.
I didn't even know what a cronut was until a few minutes ago.
National policy right there.
Yeah, honestly.
I know. It's crazy. But anyhow, yeah. Well, okay, so what do we got? We got, trivia. Let's see what we're doing here. We don't have a name for trivia yet.
No, but we'll get it eventually.
Yeah.
But for now, it's trivia.
Trivia.
This is moving trivia. Don't worry. We'll keep it short and sweet because...
Yeah, moving isn't the most exciting thing, which we kind of talked about a little bit about moving. We've tried to sell everything, but... All right, moving trivia. Okay. The average American moves approximately how many times in their life? You know, you didn't circle the answers.
Motherfucker. I have them written down.
Oh, no, no, you did. You just didn't do this one.
Okay.
3, 7, or 11?
7.
11.
Trying to think how many times I fucking moved.
I've definitely moved more than 11 times.
Yeah, we're still babies.
Yeah. It's crazy how
much I've moved. Dude, I probably moved 25 times already.
Really? You think so? Can I count really fast?
Are we including college and everything?
I think so.
Yeah, dude. We're fucking gypsies. You moved in St. Louis 5 times, right? Oh, man. There's a lot of dead air. She's counting, folks, with her hands.
I'm going to make a compilation of Brenna doing math.
Okay, listen to this. I moved from Florida to Michigan, from Michigan to Czech Republic, from Czech Republic to Michigan, from Michigan Cadillac to school, from school to Cadillac, from Cadillac to Grand Rapids, from Grand Rapids to Wyoming, Michigan, from Wyoming, Michigan to Ann Arbor, from Ann Arbor to St. Louis, moved my apartment in St. Louis to Richmond Heights, then I moved it to Big Bend Boulevard, then I moved it to the apartment with Bailey, then I moved to Chicago, then I moved back to Chicago, or back to St. Louis, and then I moved to California with you. How many times is that? That's 20. Or wow. No, 15. That's, no. Yeah, 15 times.
Yeah.
Or 20. I don't know. Somebody else will figure it out for me.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments how many times Brenna's moved.
Yeah, it reminds me of that thing with like Instagram when people have like a bunch of arrows of where they've lived. Yeah. Oh, dude, I lived in fucking... Also, you didn't probably even think of your childhood. Oh, no, those were your childhood homes.
Miami. Well, no, and then I actually moved to childhood home. So add 2 more times.
Yeah. So Miami to Port St. Lucie. Port St. Lucie to Stewart. Then my dad had his place in Fort Pierce. Mom got a new place in Stewart or in Palm City. Then dad got a place in, I mean, I guess this doesn't really, but that's 6 it already.
It's moving. You're moving.
I guess that's moving, but that's just like moving around between homes. Then it's, so Miami to whatever, that's 5. Then Florida to New Orleans. New Orleans back to Florida. Back to LA. LA back to Florida. Then to, oh, wait. And then Orlando. Then to
Ohio, right?
To Vero. Oh. Then to New York. Then to back to Florida. Then to back to New York. St. Louis. Oh, no.
I thought you lived in Ohio.
New York, I lived on it. Ohio. Well, that was like just for work for like a month.
Yeah, that's moving, you ding dong.
Yeah, but I was living in like a hotel. Okay. And then New York, I lived on a couch in the East Village. Then I lived with a pussy waxer in Williamsburg who would wax pussies in our living room while I was trying to eat Cheerios. She'd leave the table up.
So amazing.
It was insane. And I paid like $1,000 for that. Quickly realized I couldn't afford it. Then I moved deep in Brooklyn off the J. Then I lived in Hoboken. Then I lived back in Brooklyn. Then to New York City finally for like a month. Then St. Louis. Then here.
That's crazy. We are both very nomadic people. That's
I don't
something
know if
that makes us very compatible.
Yeah, I don't know if that was
we're
the most boring.
We're not scared to move around.
Yeah, we're very gypsy-like.
Yeah. Okay. About how many Americans move every year within the United States? 31 million, 40 million, or 65 million?
I'd say 31 million.
It's 40 million.
Shit. 40% of all moves in the U.S. are based on family reasons, U.S. Army, work-related.
Wait, 40% you said?
Of all moves in the U.S. are based on family reasons, U.S. Army, work-related.
Family reasons?
Work-related.
Oh, damn it, I was going to say that.
I know, you literally said what? You said what?
On average, how many million kids under the age of 19 move yearly? 4, 13, or 24?
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
On average, how many kids under the age of 19 move yearly? 4 million, 13 million, or 24 million?
Okay, that was a little different. Than...
Yeah, I changed it so you could understand it better.
You mean you added million?
No, I literally changed the phrase for you.
Oh, she wrote four.
Because million was in the phrase, but you didn't get it. So I.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, anyways.
B.
Yes, 13 million.
Is this on me or Andrew?
Which is ranked highest of one of the most stressful events in a person's life?
It's moving.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting fired, death of a loved one. Wow.
Number two. It's number two, right?
Moving number one.
Yeah, moving's very stressful.
Yeah, no one cares if you die.
Think about the last year.
Huh?
Think about the last year.
Yeah, it's been a
while. I'm literally losing hair in my... My hairline is patchy.
Well, it depends how far you move.
What is the most popular day to move?
Popular day to move? Mm-hmm. I would say like the beginning of spring.
No.
Like day of the week.
Oh.
Not like April 1st.
I would say Friday.
Yeah, you got it.
You ding dong. All right, we'll come back with some voicemails. All right, we're back. We reached out to you guys. First of all, again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast and responding to the voicemail prompts we put on our Instagram page, which is at the Puddles Podcast on Instagram. Also, you can listen to four extra wet episodes on patreon.com at the Puddles Podcast. We're bringing it to you. It's soaking wet. It's very slippery, like my mouth in third grade trying to talk to a instructor outside who probably made fun of me at home for not being able to talk. Yeah, so go over there, sign up. Thank you. All right, voicemails. We asked, what annoys you about moving, or a funny story about moving? What's the first voicemail?
Hey, Brenna and Andrew. I feel like for this, I'm sure so many people feel this, but like moving in general is just such a weird feeling, especially hiring movers. I moved into a fifth floor walk-up a little over like 6 months ago, and there is nothing more awkward and like guilt-inducing than watching a bunch of like men get progressively like more and more sweaty and exhausted moving your stuff up five flights of stairs like back and forth, and you're just like standing in your apartment just watching. And like the best I can do is provide water and just like be like trying to help, but I know like they don't want my help. And even though I sent them like, you know, I'm paying like thousands of dollars for these people to move my stuff, but I still feel like so awkward and guilty for everything. Yeah. Love you guys. Have a good one.
I love that too, because like when you're telling them to move, you're like, oh no, can that go? Like,
wait, yeah, actually, can you move that?
Can you actually, like 4 inches, that 3,000 pound coffee table that's made out of like real marble that your mom gave you? It is fucked up, dude. Just watching him, because you don't know where to sit, because there's nowhere to sit.
You're just supervising.
Yeah, you're like...
You're the construction manager.
Yeah. You have like a little hard hat on.
And you're just like pointing at things.
Yeah.
You have like a piece of paper in your hand. That sucks.
Yeah, it's like hard manual labor, especially five flights, too, where you're just like... And it just keeps getting worse. Like, it doesn't let up. Like... You know, there, dude, I moved a few times to just make money, you know, and dude, it's the hardest shit ever. Yeah, it's you turn into like a little dictator, and it's tough. It's like, also it's, how do I put this? Like when you ask me to do something that's like, hard to do, physically, like you can't open a jar of pickles. Right. And so you come to me and you're like, how does that feel to not be able? We were talking about this the other day. Like, we don't realize how small you are sometimes. until I see you around. Like when you played volleyball that one time with like, and every girl was like 5'8", 5'9". It was like, you are so tiny.
I'm your baby girl.
How does it feel to not be able to like open a jar of pickles? Like as a girl, like not be able to do physical things.
Like sometimes I can. Sometimes I just want you to do things though. Like I'm, like I could try, but it's just easier if you do it for me. It's like pumping gas. You know, yeah. I can do it, but it's not very safe, and I don't, it's been so long since I've done it, I don't think I can anymore.
This girl, I'll get in the car, and it'll be on empty with the light on.
I will drive around with 14 miles to empty.
But that's not risky. Her getting, you know what I mean? Like her losing gas and running out of gas on the side of the road in like a shitty part of the neighborhood, risking that versus being at a pump where there's cameras. This girl, I'll it's know
gross.
It.
Gross. Like, gas stations are gross. I need like gloves to like touch the thing, and like it's just gross. I used to keep gloves in my car to pump gas.
Dude, just once, I want it to be close to empty. You take the car, and I come back, and I'm like, oh, full tank.
I have done it before.
No, you put in $17. It barely went over the
that's
half.
That's not true. Anyways, that's besides the point. What I'm saying is sometimes
you can
it's
do
nice,
things, yeah.
It's nice to have your... this is like a thing I read a long time ago. It's like leave those types of things to guys because guys like to feel like that they're needed. It makes them feel... like they have value in the relationship almost. Like, I don't know. It's like a psychological thing. So there are times too where I'm like, I could do it. It's, I'm not just like, can you do that for me? Can you do that for me? It's like, it is harder for me to do it. So I'm yeah. like, why would I try if Andrew can do it and it'll make him feel good?
No, there is a psychological thing about asking people to do like simple tasks, mm-hmm. which makes them like you more.
Yeah. Like for you some making reason. Me coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't even have to ask you. It's so sweet.
I don't even have to ask you, but if it's not done,
I will say something.
You'll fucking
I'll
know.
Notice. Dude,
got nowhere to hide in this tiny home, I'll tell you that.
Wait, so the little things, would it be just kind of like, oh, can you hand me that piece of paper?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, little things like
I
that.
I think they're called bids or something. It's called like a bid.
Mm.
It's like, hey, yeah, that's what it's called. Sorry. Or like, hey, can you peel this orange for me?
The problem is then you put the person in a position where if I say no, it's such an easy little task that I look like an asshole.
Yeah, so why would you say no?
Well, stop asking.
I'll still make you do it.
I'm not doing it. You're going to be the mover next week. All right, anyhow. What's the next one? That was good. Thank you for sharing that.
This is our last one.
Hey guys, absolutely love you both so much. I have a story that I wanted to share, but I don't have enough time. So I'm just going to leave a cautionary piece of advice that under zero circumstance should you use any type of truck rental service. Not only did I intern with one of these companies in college and know all of the back end of how it works, I also had a terrible experience where my truck that I had reserved even after numerous times confirming with the company, even the day before I was supposed to pick up the truck, and then making sure confirming that the truck that I had picked out was going to be available, it in fact was not, and they actually didn't have any trucks available at the location that I reserved it at or anywhere in 100-mile radius. And because it was so last minute, none of the competitor companies had anything available either. So if you're going to go that route, make sure you have a backup. But do not recommend. Love you both so much. Love the podcast. Thank you, Brenna, for coming on full time. Your stories are hilarious. I love your all's chemistry, and I am excited to see what you all do in the future. Love y'all.
Aww.
I like her voice.
Yeah.
She has the type of voice where that's like the friend that I feel comfortable with mm-hmm. all the time. It's a specific type of voice. I think it has like the tiniest bit of rasp.
Yeah, it's like I worked for a truck company.
Yeah. But no, I love her voice. Thank you so much for saying that. That's
yeah,
nice.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, it just sounds like a girl that when she doesn't smoke all the time, but when she has a couple drinks, she'll have a couple Marlboro Lights.
No, she's down. She is down for her friends. For like, sure. I can tell by her voice.
I didn't say that. Yeah. I didn't say that she's not a good friend. I just said that she might smoke a couple Rets.
I can picture her hair. I think it's highlighted blonde. She's nice. Like naturally like a brunette or like a lighter brunette. She's blonde hair.
Yeah, renting anything sucks, by the way. It just sucks. Anything, like when we went, we moved cross country and we actually shipped our cars instead of driving cross country. And getting the fucking truck to pick up our cars and like the different services, like all these, I don't know. It's like any service where they know they're needed, you would think their service would be better. Because there's a lot of demand and so there should be like a lot of competition, which there is. But I feel like they all get together and it's like the mob. Like 10 different truck companies get together like, all right, how are we going to fuck everyone and gouge their prices together? Because if we all fuck them, then we're all good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when we watched Narcos and she brought in all the different coke dealers in Miami. And so they're all on board.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like some of these companies are. Like, I think the phone companies do that. I think Verizon, everyone's like, fuck Verizon. I guarantee they all talk and they all get together and like, okay, we could price that, you know, $120 a month. And
yeah, the guy who runs Verizon definitely best friend knows with AT&T. The guy who runs AT&T.
It would be funny if they hate
They might be the same guy.
It could be the same guy. Could just be, he just puts on a mustache.
Well, I hope you got your money back. I would have been so mad.
I don't know what else you do, though. That's the problem with this shit is you don't have other options unless you have a friend with a truck.
Yeah.
And no one wants to ask a friend to help move.
Yeah, I get to a certain age where you can't do that anymore, really. Like, you can, but it's just kind of like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
And that being said, we did ask a friend to help us move our dresser.
He offered first. If you get the offer first, then you're fine. Anyhow, yeah. Thanks again for leaving the voicemails, and thank you for listening. We will be, we're going to do the skincare tip here.
Yeah, what do we got? Skincare tip, skincare tip.
Skin. A completely original idea. This was not written in any book. This is a Brenna special. No one has ever taught this. She just thought of this right now.
Okay, so vitamin C. Vitamin C, you guys. So vitamin C is an antioxidant. Oh my gosh. Okay, so it's another word for it is ascorbic acid. So vitamin C is pretty unstable. You only want to be buying vitamin C that's in I personally would say in a dark bottle because it oxidizes from the sun. It can tend to get kind of like orangey, which is still fine. But if your vitamin C serum is like dark brown, you can't use it anymore. Some people say vitamin C can makes them irritated. Some people can be a little sensitive to ascorbic acid. But most of the reason why you might be sensitive from vitamin C serum is because it's just too high in ascorbic acid. You really only need like a 5% vitamin C serum for it to really be effective, and you can kind of work up from there. So it's an antioxidant. It helps with protecting your skin from environmental factors, which age you. And then it also is good for brightening the skin, hyperpigmentation. I love it for all skin types, but if you're like acne prone and trying to kind of get rid of any old inflammation or old scarring, or hyperpigmentation, I should say, that's really good. You apply it after you cleanse before your moisturizer and sunscreen. What else do I have here? And I think that's it. Wait.
Perfect.
Let me just hold on, you guys.
Let's double check.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. You could also, if you're also, but this is like with any type of active, like a, you can also mix it in with your moisturizer. So
will that like calm it?
Yeah, it dilutes it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So yeah, that's about it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We're going to go on over to Patreon to do that episode now. So if you're listening and you want more, go on over there. Yeah. Thank you for listening. I said that 6 times. And have a great day. Next time you see us, Tiny Home will be the next one. We're doing one more from here.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one. Puddles. Puddles. Everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.